free to roam the earth just as I pleased. So at first I found it hard to grasp the benefits of surgery on me. But things got old eventually, so I had words with my old man upstairs. The answer to my meeting and my prayers. Eve, make yourself at home and a cordial welcome to our world. And Eve, without hyperbole, it's either it's paradise or that familiarity, it's like we've known each other for several days. We're under strict orders to procreate, so let's go to work and start a human race. And I might just be a prototype, but I'm definitely the best human you can get. Females who could vouch for me, you know they haven't been created yet. So Eve, will the fact that I'm an alpha male help set your mind at ease? And Eve, do you see that morning dew? Let's get you out of these wet fig leaves. Snake you like so much, he's full of it, headed straight for hell. His eyesight is subpar, so he can only see you when you move as well. But if you like him, that's okay with me. Still have a few spare ribs up my chest. Fix the version 2.0 for me, new and improved, perhaps that's best. And E, sometimes I feel it's as if you are made for me. So I feel distinctly blue when I see that spineless worm in the goddamn tree. Your space sometimes, but I'm not convinced you're straight with me. Sometimes I feel you're not even listening to me, although I'm the only other being around here with a cognitive facility for intelligible speech. Oh yes.